Our next guest is a former Best and Fairest winner at Hawthorn, where he played 179 games and was vice-captain between 1999 and 2003. He also represented Australia in the international rules in a very successful playing career. And since retiring, he has practiced law, he's been involved in the media, and was also the captain of the All-Stars in the annual EJ Witten Legends game. He joins us now as the new CEO of the Witten Foundation to preview the Legends game next Friday night at Etihad Stadium. Nick Holland, welcome to After the Siren. How are you?
Yeah, very well. Pleasure to be joining you.
Good on you, mate. Well, thanks for taking time out of your what is a busy schedule, particularly heading into September. You've got the Chemist Warehouse EJ Witten Legends game once again next Friday night.
Yeah, it's a pretty busy time for the Foundation because, of course, the EJ Witten Legends game's our biggest event for the year, and we've got the standalone game now as well with the AFL, the break between the finals, and we're in partnership with the AFL on this, and we kick off the celebration of football in September. So that leads into all the finals period, and we're the game that kicks it off. And the other thing is it's actually Men's Health Month in September as well. So it's a great time, good time to be involved with the Foundation, and should be a great night on Friday night.
Well, it always turns out to be a great game, and last year you couldn't separate them, mate. It was an actual draw, but had the super goal kick after the siren to decide in a tight one. The Vics got up, and it's now 10 wins apiece, Nick, for the Allies as well as the Big V.
Yeah, the Big V's been the dominant side over the last couple of years, and last year was particularly exciting because Brendan Favola, who was on the commentary team, ripped off his suit. Superman-like, and came out for the Vics, and then actually kicked the winning goal in the goal shootout. So that was great to have him involved. And this year we've also got some other stars involved in the commentary team with Luke Darcy captaining the side. So that's going to be fantastic to have him involved. And Jonathan Brown comes back to the Vics again as well. So he's a fantastic ambassador for the game and also for the Foundation. So.
Indeed.
Looking forward to seeing it again, yeah. And we've just got some legends joining us for the first time as well, like Dustin Fletcher, Jimmy Bartel. We've got Adam Cooney, so a couple of Brownlow medalists there. So it's shaping up for a great night, and it'd be great to see people who can get to the ground because it's actually really entertaining atmosphere there, and there's stuff for the family, stuff for the kids. So we look forward to seeing everyone get out to the ground.
It is a good laugh and it is good value when you see it's a really family-friendly environment, Nick. And I tell you what's an interesting matchup, which all it was in their playing career, and now they're going to be joined sharing the coaching duties in Wayne Carey and Glenn Jakovic, his old sparring partner.
Yeah, exactly. So the Ducks been actually great for the Foundation over the last couple of years. He played and captained the All-Stars last year, and this year he goes in as coach. So He wanted to be involved. He said he pulled up a bit sore last year and went for a few training runs and couldn't get up. And so he said, "Oh, but I'd love to be involved coaching." And Arch is obviously a shin boner of the century and the heart and soul of North Melbourne Football Club. So it's actually good to see those guys come back together. And the other North Melbourne stars, Boomer Harvey. So he's still fit. He's still playing in the local leagues, but. Obviously, the AFL Games record holder, and he's even though he's in finals, he's decided to come out and play on the Friday night as well, which is fantastic for those North Melbourne fans that really want to come out and sort of cheer him on and see him once again.
And behind all of this is a very serious awareness campaign because the foundation, the EJ Witten Foundation, as we all know, the late great EJ Witten passed away with prostate cancer, and the foundation has raised in excess of $11 million, which is unbelievable. But what I didn't realise, Nick, I went into a loo at a hotel recently, and more men pass away from prostate cancer than women do with breast cancer, which I didn't actually know that, did you?
Yeah, that's the thing. It's 3,300 Australian men, so that's just men in Australia each year die from prostate cancer, and about 19,000 get diagnosed a year. And so, outside of skin cancer, it's the biggest killer of men in Australia. So, it's a serious condition, and people still think back in EJ Senior's time that you know, they didn't talk about these issues and didn't go to the doctors for a checkup, and now it's just as simple as going to the doctor, getting a simple blood test that takes, you know, quarter of an hour to get done, and that tests your PSA levels, and it just tells you, yep, you're okay, or no, we've got to keep checking, and there is treatment and cure for this, or for most forms of it, if it's found early enough. And that was the thing with EJ Witten Sr. Had he have gone and got tested earlier, he would have been able to get treated, and he could still be with us today. So that's a big message out of the game. We want men to just go and get tested by their GPs, particularly if there's a family history there. But if they're over 40 plus, they should actually go to the GP and just have a simple blood test, just so they can go home, tell their wife and their kids and their family and friends that they're all okay.
No, that's a fantastic message, mate. What about yourself? I know you are the CEO of the EJ Witten Foundation. What does that encapsulate? Because it's a calendar year event now, isn't it? It's not just the this particular game. You've got a lot of fundraising activities throughout the 12 months of the calendar year, Nick.
Yeah, so part of our mandate, obviously we want to raise funds for research and treatment of prostate cancer, but also men's health generally. And the other thing that we do is we want to create awareness. We do that largely through sport, but we also have community programs where we go out to local communities, talk to groups of people about men's health and stuff that they should be doing, not just about their sort of prostate, but just about also about cholesterol levels, making sure that their stress levels are all right, making sure that they get their diabetes checked. Just generally, men are sort of reluctant to talk about these things, so we find that sport's a healthy platform to bring men together, men and everyone sort of passionate about sport. So if we can use that platform for discussion, then it's serving the cause to men to sort of then go and say, okay, well, I might go and get a test, I might go and get a checkup, or I might go for a run this week because I'm you know, I haven't been looking after myself, or let's start on a program of getting fit and healthy, and that's what we're about. Because you know, dads, sons, brothers, they're all central to the family, and we want to make sure that they're with us and they're staying healthy, and we've got healthy families throughout Victoria and Australia.
Yeah, no, very well said, Nick. And what about your former club in the Hawks, mate? What did you think of another legend last night being escorted or carried off the ground?
Oh, yeah.
As they said, it was the only time he was ever going to be carried off a football ground. So
yeah, it was an amazing night. Also with Bobby Murphy, the other legend from the Western Bulldogs, playing in his last game as well. And when the siren went, it was a great game, hard fought game, and the Hawks got up, and everyone at the ground, there was a big crowd there. Everyone at the ground stayed there because they were there for the game, but they were actually there also to see Hodgie and Bobby Murphy to give them a cheer in their last game, and so everyone stayed there well and truly after the game. Hodgie did a victory lap. Bob Murphy sort of came over and said thanks to the Bulldogs fans, and it was a great send-off. Now we've got to work out a way to see if they want to play in the Legends game this Friday so we can send them off again.
Good on you, mate. And what about, not many people may not be aware that you're actually a former Crow Eater, Nick, but what are your thoughts about the Crows' chances for the Premiership in 2017?
Yeah, very good, I think. I'm now a naturalised Victorian, more or less, because I've been here longer than I ever was in South Australia. But I think the Crows, the whole year, they've got that sort of brand of football where they're actually able to. They've got that strong attack where they can kick goals. So you obviously need the strong defence, which the Crows have got. But in the actual grand final, such a tight, hard fought game, you need the forward line that can actually kick goals, and that's what's made Hawthorn so strong lately. And I think the two sides that can do that are actually the Crows and the Sydney Swans, and they're the ones playing at the moment. The Swans, I think that they are a fair chance as well. So they're my tips for the to be grand finalists, and who wins on the day is whoever sort of comes out to play.
Good on you, mate. Well, thanks very much for making time to talk to us today on After the Siren, Nick, because we do know you're a busy man. And as you said, the month of September is when the business end of the football season goes up another cog. And what a better way to kick it in with the EJ Legends game beginning next Friday night.
Yeah, so it's going to be great way to kick it off and kick off a celebration of football. And hopefully the final series there with you guys goes well as well.
Good on you. Thanks, Nick. Much appreciated for joining us today on After the Siren.